Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 3. In 1963, the final Mercury flight lifted off after a 24-hour delay.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roger, have a liftoff and...
Mercury 9 took astronaut Gordon Cooper into orbit for 34 hours, orbiting Earth 22 times. As NASA prepared to begin two-man flights aboard the larger Gemini capsules, Cooper was the last American to fly in space alone until the 21st century. In 1987, the Soviet Union launched a more menacing space vehicle and laser-armed orbital weapons platforms called Polyus. But a problem with the Polyus guidance system sent it tumbling back through Earth's atmosphere and not into orbit. Problem solved, no space war. Born on this day in 1953, musician Mike Oldfield. His album Tubular Bells launched Virgin Records and was excerpted in the soundtrack to The Exorcist. In 1960, prolific Star Trek The Next Generation director Rob Bowman was born. In 2008, the man behind the signature sound of Star Trek died. Composer Alexander Courage scored the two pilot episodes of Star Trek and composed the series' immortal theme music. He returned to provide music for other episodes in the first season, but he distanced himself from Star Trek when he learned that Gene Roddenberry had written lyrics for the theme, which, despite never having been sung on TV, gave Roddenberry 50% of the royalties from the Star Trek theme in perpetuity. In 1928, Mickey Mouse appeared in his first cartoon, Plane Crazy, a silent film directed by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks with musical accompaniment by Carl Stalling. Plane Crazy didn't impress potential distributors. Disney and his cohorts were still going it alone. After the success of Steamboat Willie later that year, Disney and friends went back and added sound to Plane Crazy, and the new version premiered in 1929. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.